USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden making a trip out west to survey the wildfire damage in Idaho and California. The president speaking in Boise, Idaho about the deadly wildfires that have ravaged the west.
44,000 wildfires. 5.4 million acres burned. That's larger than the entire state of New Jersey.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken testifying in front of Congress on the Afghanistan withdrawal.
After 20 years, 2,641 American lives lost, 20,000 injuries, $2 trillion spent, it was time to end America's longest war.
While testifying, the Secretary of State said by January 2021, the Taliban was in its strongest military position since 9/11. USA Radio News.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
GOP gubernatorial frontrunner Larry Elder was almost hit by an egg thrown by a woman wearing a gorilla mask. Elder is calling for the woman to be arrested on Fox and Friends, but he also says he doesn't expect it to happen.
Maybe she's one of the people that should be behind bars, but for the DA out here in L.A., who was supported by Gavin Newsom, who has not been charging criminals to the fullest extent of the law, maybe she'd be in jail.
LAPD say they're looking for the woman, but say she would only face a misdemeanor battery charge and not a hate crime. A lead FBI agent looking into the alleged kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is off the job. The Detroit News reporting Richard Trask was fired last week. His removal comes as Trask is waiting for trial on charges of allegedly beating his wife in July after they attended a swingers party. The prosecution also announcing earlier this month they would not use Trask as a witness during the upcoming trial. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
A tropical storm is approaching the Texas coast.
Tropical storm Nicholas strengthened as it neared the Gulf Coast Monday, threatening to bring up to 10 inches of rain to Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. Keep in mind the storm could intensify into a hurricane before landfall if it spends more time over water, and it is a slow mover. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, tweeted late Sunday that he had declared a state of emergency in response to forecasts. The storm is centered about 30 miles from the mouth of the Rio Grande River. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, a top U.S. public health official, says that a new study regarding the so-called natural immunity following COVID-19 infection is provoking discussion among government experts. Fauci asked about the research and natural immunity on CNN.
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing the paper from Israel didn't tell you is whether or not as high as the protection is with natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability of a vaccine. So it is conceivable that you got infected, you're protected, but you may not be protected for an indefinite period of time. So I think that is something that we need to sit down and discuss seriously, because you very appropriately pointed out it is an issue, and there could be an argument for saying what you said.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.